the official Arizona Super Bowl host committee show. Here's Dave Burns.
And welcome back to this edition of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee show and podcast. My name is Dave Burns. I'm the co-host of the Burns and Gambo show over on our sister station, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. And joining us right now for this week's edition of the Super Bowl host committee podcast, one that we've been looking forward to for a long, long time. We have a lot to talk to him about. He is the executive chairman of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee. Of course, I'm talking about future Hall of Famer and Cardinals great Larry Fitzgerald, who joins us on the show and the podcast here on KTAR. Fitz, it has been too long, man. How are you doing?
You know, I'm disappointed in you guys.
Why?
To be honest with you.
Why?
You guys never invite me on. You know, it's just sad how people treat you, you know, when you're not, you know, playing anymore. They just disregard you like an old pair of shoes. But you know what? It's nice that I could get on now and talk a little shop with you. So I appreciate you throwing me a bone when the other two people canceled for the night.
Oh, man, this guilt trip you're laying on me, it's thick. It's heavy. It's hard, man.
It's almost as thick as Gambo's arm hair, you know?
Well, we're not even going to get into the state of Gambo's arm hair because that's revolting. But no Gambo for this one, man. It's just you and me. But it has been a while. And yes, I'll take responsibility for that. We should have had you on a long time ago. But you're a busy guy and you got a lot going on. You got a lot of balls in the air, a lot of things that you're doing. And I want to talk to you about your role as the executive chairman of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee. I know you were announced to that role about a year ago, and I imagine for you it's been a wild ride. Tell me what it's been like for you being a part of this process from this side of it, Fitz.
Well, I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. First of all, you know, I tip my hat to Jay Perry and David Russo. I mean, like it all starts from the top, right? And everything trickles down in terms of the communication, the logistics. They set the tempo every single day. You know, they are the ones who, you know, cultivate the ideas and, you know, really kind of get the ball rolling. And, you know, it's great to be on a team that is so well run. You know, the experience that they have, the leadership that they display, the relationships that they have in the Valley is what makes this so smooth. And, you know, when I got the opportunity to play the role that I'm in now, I mean, it was a no-brainer for me because, like everybody else that's a part of the Super Host Committee, they love the state of Arizona. They love the opportunity to be able to host the biggest game in our country, to be able to showcase our wonderful state. You know, Arizona, in my opinion, is the greatest state in the union, and to be able to have it on display for an entire week with Waste Management and a Super Bowl combined, I mean, there's no better opportunity for us, and we relish the opportunity.
You're a savvy businessman, and you've got you take part in so many different businesses and opportunities and things like that. In terms of your role as a businessman, what did you learn about the process of being a part of a Super Bowl host committee? What did you discover about this in the last year that maybe you didn't know going in?
Well, I mean, like I never had been in this role before, so you just have no idea like what goes into it, right? You know, you show up to the parties and, you know, all the festivities, but you don't think about the 5,000 volunteers that you have to have and the promos you have to do to, you know, let people know when they get to the airport what's available to them and, you know, the hotels, blocks of rooms that you're trying to get for sponsorships and packages and the foundations you're going to decide to donate money to. Like it encompasses so much. My mind is spinning just thinking about all the logistics that goes into it. And then when you're coming to the game, you're showing up for an event, you're not really thinking about what went into making this event so special, right? You just say, This is an awesome event. Me and my wife had a wonderful time, and I hope in 5 or 6 years, Super Bowl's back again, I have the opportunity to come do this again, right? You don't understand what all went into that, negotiations on the restaurant and the venue and the parking and, like, everything else that goes into it. So it just gives me a greater appreciation for just the work and the dedication, you know, because Jay and David, they have a daily life and jobs that they do. This is a volunteer role. that they do for the state of Arizona, right? And so that even makes it even more special.
And that's something I'm glad you mentioned that, because being a native of Arizona, I mean, this place is obviously very special to me too, and I know it's very special to you and to David and Jay. Speak about your love of the state of Arizona and its sort of its role in being the star of all of this, right? Because in many ways, what's been going on for the last several weeks is all about Arizona and getting people to move businesses here and travel here and spend their tourism dollars here. That's certainly a part of what's been going on, and that gives us a chance to kind of showcase something you and I and David and Jay are all very proud of, and that's Arizona itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's what it's all about, is showcasing our great state, and I think you can see the mass exodus from California and the businesses and people and families that are moving here. There's a reason why our state is growing, pretty much at the fastest clip out of any state in the country. We now have a personal tax of a flat 2.5. I mean, so it's very attractive for people to come here, do business, live. We have more sunshine than any state in the entire country. We have all the major sporting events. We have spring training, throughout the whole month of March, and every few years we're hosting the Super Bowl. We're hosting a national championship in basketball, Final Four in basketball, national championship in football. Just so many wonderful sporting events, all the concert venues, and Phoenix is now growing into like a small food mecca. All these beautiful restaurants, sure, different cuisines, the greatest hiking trails in our country, and it has so many wonderful things to offer. And so to be able to bring millions of people in here for a Super Bowl and waste management together, it's a great way to showcase to the world what we all have and what we appreciate so much about our state.
Larry Fitzgerald, our guest here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee podcast. Of course, I can't talk about Super Bowl with you without talking about the Super Bowl that you played in. Do you still catch
yourself? Oh, no. Matt, it was going so good. I was thinking about the matchups this weekend between Joe Burrow and Pat Mahomes,
yeah,
and Brock Purdy versus Jalen Hurts, and just how many cool things that matchup. And you want to bring the bad business back up, man. I was having a good day.
I know, I had to ruin it. That's what we do in the media sometimes. We ruin stuff, yeah, like that. But for you, the difference in playing in one and being in the role you're in now, does it just kind of force you to have memories of when you played in it as a player?
No, I get to create new memories now. That door is closed. I had my opportunity. I fell short, unfortunately. But, my role now is to make sure everybody that's going to the game, has the very best time of their lives. And, that's really what my objective and goal is now. There's nothing, like I said, I can do to turn back the hands of time. Trust me, I've done everything I could, to try to do it. I would love to see, James Harrison trip, on the sideline and fall down, and then Roethlisberger get sacked or throw an interception at DRC. Like, all those things. Not that I've thought about it, since 2009, but I'm just saying, if I were to think about it,
sure,
those kind of things would probably come to my mind.
Probably, yeah. I would. Not that you have thought about it, but if you were to think about it, that's probably, yeah, I can see that. I could totally see how something like that would go down. So for you, now that it's here, I mean, is it, does the real work begin, or has the real work been done and you just kind of get to kick back and enjoy the fruits of your labor now with this game?
Well, the work does not stop at all. And, while it's going on for the week, you're just holding on for dear life, because you're just praying that everything that you've worked so hard to do over the last few years, operates and runs as smoothly as you had hoped, right? And I think you get the sense of relief, at the exit press conference on Monday morning when you're kind of passing the torch to Las Vegas and Nevada for next year's Super Bowl. Then you can take that sigh of relief and say, oh, thank God we were able to do it at the highest level. And, the last time the Super Bowl was here and we did it even better. And this will make sure that we are still in the rotation for another Super Bowl in another 5 to 6 years. And, you start kind of, doing what you can to put yourself in position to host another one.
Larry, before I let you go, let me ask you about, and I know for a fact this is something you're big on. You, again, you've got your hands on a lot of different things going on right now, being the savvy business person that you are. Tell me about you and Dierks Bentley and Devin Booker and Michael Phelps all getting together and owning a pickleball team. Tell me about this and about this league that you guys are going to, not that you're going to be playing in, but you're going to be owning a team that's going to be a part of. Tell me about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the country right now. It's really unique in a lot of different ways. One is that, you know, it's one of the few sports that I've ever played that it doesn't take a lot of practice or expertise to be able to enjoy. Like if I put a golf club in somebody's hand who had never played, it would take you months and months of practice to be able to do, you know, what you intended to do with that ball, right? You're trying to play tennis, it's very difficult to learn and acquire the skill set for it to be fun, right? Pickleball, you get four people, explain them the rules, and they'll be having fun in 5 minutes. And it doesn't matter if you're 6 years old, like my son, hitting in the backyard with him and having a great time, or if you're 80 years old. Now, I've gotten run ragged by a couple 80-year-olds, you know, thinking that I was young and athletic and spry, and they deserve me that humble pie. And it's what I really, really enjoy. And when I got the team, I was like, man, who can I bring on that would, you know, that embodies all of those wonderful characteristics that the game of pickleball. And the first thing, when you think about it, Devin Booker, you know, the guy has achieved the highest levels of personal success on the basketball court, but still so down to earth, approachable, dedicated to this community. Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian in the history and an Arizona resident, does so much for mental health and so much for so many other people that are inspiring to be great. And Dierks Bentley, you know, the music that he creates puts smiles on people's faces around the world. He's a local guy, Thunderbird. So, you know, you think about Sam Fox and Brian Frakes and Mark Dalton, all these people, they're like-minded. They understand what it means to be in Arizona and be bought into this community.
Well, Larry, it's always a pleasure talking with you. You're right. We don't do it nearly often enough. I wish we could talk to you much more often, and we're going to make that happen. So on behalf of everybody here at the station, we wish you guys the very best of luck when it comes to hosting the Super Bowl. I know you guys are going to pull it off great the way you always do. I have no doubt I'll be back here at some point in the next decade or so because it's what Arizona does. We host big events. We're very, very good at it. And with people like you and Jay and David behind it, I imagine it's going to be a great game. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. And best of luck on Super Bowl Sunday, okay?
Thank you so much. It's great to be on with you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Let's go. This is the official Arizona Super Bowl host committee show. Once again, Dave Burns.
Welcome back. It is the Arizona Super Bowl host committee show and podcast here on KTAR. My name is Dave Burns, co-host of the Burns and Gambo show on our sister station, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. And of course, we are here. It is time for Super Bowl 57, and we've been kind of chronicling how we got to this point every single Sunday for the last several weeks, for the last several months. And joining us right now for the final time before the big game, the president and CEO of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee, Jay Perry, joining us here on KTAR. Jay, welcome back to the show and happy Super Bowl week. I bet you are just swamped right now.
Dave, it is. It's exciting, but it is showtime for Arizona, and I think we're ready to roll.
Yeah, it looks like it. I tell you what, everything looks great. Downtown looks great. The stadium looks great. Everybody seems very happy so far. Tell me about the general feedback you've received so far and how we've done, Jay.
You know, the feedback that I've gotten from the NFL the past couple of days is that we have an unprecedented level of interest and enthusiasm for Super Bowl this year. And so that's exciting for me to hear. It's been all positive, and I think we really are rolling into a week that is going to be fantastic for the NFL and for the participating teams, but really a huge win for Arizona.
Did it all come together kind of the way you envisioned? I mean, you do something big like this, I'm sure there's always going to be a little hiccup here or there, but for the most part, has everything come together the way you kind of thought it would?
The planning for the past 18 months has definitely resulted in a great plan and footprint for the whole Valley of the Sun. And so it has come together the way we planned it. And I think in a way there's been some interest and some wins between just storylines that are popping up that are making it even, you know, more exciting and a bigger story for Arizona than we even anticipated.
Yeah, the something you and I have talked about, I think this is the third time now we've had you on the show, maybe the fourth. One of the things we've talked a lot about is kind of the cooperation between the different municipalities here in the Valley, whether it's Glendale, whether it's Scottsdale, whether it's Phoenix. We're already starting to see that with all the different events going on, all the different places. Tell me how everybody has kind of cooperated and pitched in to get this thing working.
You know, they really have. It's been a true team effort around Super Bowl. And we've had nine of our cities participate, as well as our state elected officials and our business partners and Native American communities. And I can honestly say everyone has cooperated and collaborated to really focus on how we make this the best Arizona Super Bowl, and that it really is a state, you know, a state effort. And what I've heard, again, from the NFL is they are so impressed with how all of our different areas and businesses work together. I was just in a public safety briefing earlier today, and the head of NFL security said, you know, this is the model of how our public safety agencies from the state level, the county level, the city, and from the federal level work together. So I think Arizona is really kind of writing the story on how collaboration can happen around Super Bowl.
What are some of the early returns that you've gotten on just the business of moving people around from municipality to municipality, or from the airport to wherever they're going? Just the idea that it's all, you know, as spread out as it is. What are the initial early returns you've got on just how the people moving business has been going in all this?
Sure. So the airport, you know, with the influx and the inflow of visitors, that's going well at Sky Harbor, as well as the private airports around the valley. You know, light rail is adding trains, and so we're seeing that move really smoothly. You know, honestly, as we get later in the week, starting on Thursday, there are so many events in downtown Phoenix and in downtown Scottsdale and around Glendale. I mean, we do need people to be patient as they are moving about the valley, but so far it's going very, very well.
Jay Perry, the president and CEO of the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee, our guest here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee show and podcast. You talk about the reception from the NFL so far, the teams. What sort of feedback have you gotten from them on how the week has gone so far, Jay?
You know, they're pleased with it. Both teams landed on Sunday. The arrivals, the hotel reception, opening night last night at Footprint Center, all of that has been really, really positive. Somebody told me that they heard that Patrick Mahomes said he might buy a house here, so I was excited. So I think the returns are, you know, great. I mean, our weather was cooperating, right? There's no better place to be than Arizona in February when it is in the 60s and 70s. So kind of the plan is coming together, Dave.
Yeah, I didn't want to ask you about that, but since it does, I'm looking at the forecast and everything looks pretty good. I can't tell you how many conversations we had about the weather and kind of hoping everything was going to work out in that regard. It looks like everything worked out very well in that regard for you guys, Jay.
So far, so good. We get an official meteorologist report on our daily NFL call, and it's looking good for us. And, you know, again, we want everyone to have this great experience the week of Super Bowl on game day. And then obviously, as they head home on Monday, we just want that to all be just smooth. And again, that elevated experience that we want Arizona to stand for.
One of the things that we've talked a lot about, too, in the times that we've had you in here, is the businesses that are affected by this, the local businesses that are, you know, having the opportunity to conduct their business and to be able to use their products and their services. Again, I know it's early in the process, but tell me how you feel like that part of this has gone, because I know that's something it doesn't get talked about as much when it comes to hosting a Super Bowl.
Yeah, our supplier diversity initiative program called Business Connect we had a culmination event last week, and it looks like, you know, it's going to be a record-setting Business Connect program. And what I mean by that is our local Arizona women-owned, veteran-owned, minority-owned, LGBTQ+-owned businesses, are getting contracts associated with Super Bowl events. And so what I talked to some of the suppliers about last week, I mean, this has been a life-changing experience for them. One of them said to me, you know, I was never a Super Bowl or a football fan, but now I understand what it does for our community, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. And now I am a fan. So, I mean, it's been, as I said, really life-changing for some of these businesses.
Well, I don't want to fast forward too far because obviously there's still a game to be played. But at what point do you and everybody on the host committee start getting the financial results in terms of the impact on the economy and the long-term kind of tourism outlook from a game like this?
So we will work with Arizona State University on that post-event economic impact report starting later in February, and we expect those results to come out before summer. It does take them quite a while to put it together because there are so many inputs, if you will, from spending, et cetera. I'm just going to keep talking, even though someone's hammering.
That's okay. That's all right. You know what? It's just a sign of progress, Jay. There's stuff going on behind the scenes. We get it. We totally understand.
We are still building the experience here. And so it'll be a couple of months before we put a bow on it, Dave. But early indications are it's going to be another, you know, monstrous economic impact.
Yeah, you would think. Well, Jay, again, on behalf of all of us here at the radio station, we appreciate your cooperation and the host committee's cooperation in putting together this show every single week. It's been a lot of fun. We wish you the very, very best of luck throughout the course of this week and, of course, culminating in the big game on Sunday. Thank you for your time. Best of luck, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it. Jay Perry, president and CEO of the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee, for the final time as we are getting ready for the big game, Super Bowl 57, between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles right here in our backyard, and presumably another one of these big Super Bowls coming our way sometime in the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years if we pull this one off really well. That is going to do it for us with a special word of thanks to our technical director and producer, Ed Cole. I'm Dave Burns. That's going to do it for us here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee podcast.